AP News for Friday, December 1st. I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's war with Hamas has resumed in full force. Airstrikes hit buildings in the Gaza Strip minutes after a week-long truce ended. Health authorities in Gaza report dozens of Palestinians killed. Militants in Gaza resume barrages of rocket fire into Israel. At the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Hamas is to blame for the resumption of hostilities.
It's because of Hamas that this pause ended, that they were just simply unable, failed to produce a list of hostages that could help enable that pause from extending.
Retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has died at the age of 93. Sagar Magani.
O'Connor remembered the day she was nominated.
I wasn't sure what I ought to do.
Saying it's all right to be the first female justice, she just didn't want to be the last.
The House has voted to expel New York Republican George Santos, and our Jake Offenhartz reports he's facing serious legal jeopardy.
Santos is currently facing a 23-count indictment for a range of financial crimes. He's pled not guilty, but he faces a lengthy prison sentence, and the trial in that case is scheduled for September of 2024.
A federal appeals court has ruled Capitol Police officers and lawmakers can sue Donald Trump over the January 6th insurrection, while the judge in his federal election subversion case has rejected his claim of immunity. An inmate has been charged with attempted murder in the prison stabbing of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd. And Britain's King Charles addressed the UN climate conference.
The earth does not belong to us. We belong to the earth.
Urging leaders to act on commitments to address climate change.
In 2050, our grandchildren won't be asking what we said. They will be living with the consequences of what we did or didn't do.
This is AP News. An annual report on capital punishment finds more Americans have come to believe the death penalty is administered unfairly. Donna Warder has details.
This year, there were 24 executions in the U.S., and 23 convicted criminals received the death penalty in 2023. The Washington, D.C.-based Death Penalty Information Center says it's the ninth consecutive year where fewer than 30 people were executed and fewer than 50 people were sentenced to death. And only five states conducted executions this year: Texas, Florida, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Alabama. A Gallup poll from October found that 50% of Americans believe capital punishment is applied unfairly. That's the highest number the poll has ever received. 47% believe it's fairly implemented. I'm Donna Warder.
Thank you, Donna. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.